Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, Brendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome back to Going In Rock.
Shout out. Pro Wrestling Countdown Show right here, YouTube.com/ Stephen Larson, available wherever fine podcasts are. Be sure to hit that subscribe and notify bell, the subscribe button, the notify bell on YouTube. If you're on the podcast app, probably hit subscribe or download or something like that. And then if you're on the podcast app, if you got a couple extra seconds, go ahead and leave us a rating or a review, and it would greatly help out Going In Raw.
Yeah.
Usually it helps boost us in ratings and rankings and whatnot.
It does.
We're also available on Patreon at patreon.com/ Stephen Larson, which affords you an opportunity to financially support Going In Raw, and in return, you get things like access to live streams, you can ask questions on the show, all the questions that we do at the end of the show, all of our shows. There's also a Friend of Care package. Look at this comic book. A brand new Stephen adventure. Thank you. I appreciate that. All these stickers right here. Well, just this one and this one and then the Going In Raw one. It's all Friendo Care Package. One $20 pledge. $20. You get all this crap.
All of it.
Anyways. Yeah, we're also at ProWrestlingTees.com/ Going In Raw. That shirt right there. And we're on the road, not just to office space, which is happening in a month.
I'm already tired of pointing that damn sign.
We're on the road to 10 designs. 10 designs.
More, 10 more designs.
We have 10 more designs.
More than 10 already.
Because we're getting ready for that big WrestleMania sale that we think is probably going to happen.
Maybe.
Yeah.
We're hoping.
Very exciting. Anyway, speaking of WrestleMania.
Yeah, nice segue.
Yeah. This is a top 10 list of the matches that should happen at WrestleMania 34.
Several of these matches they've already started laying the groundwork for.
Some of these are kind of obvious, some of them not so obvious.
There's at least one that is in the realm of not going to happen, but we'll put on here anyways. As I said, there's several on here that will seem pretty obvious, especially as the weeks and months ahead play out and
yeah.
These storylines develop.
For sure.
Some of these have been rumored, but some of them are just pure speculation on our part.
Some of it's just fantasy booking on our
part.
Yeah,
pretty much. This is just for us. Like dream WrestleMania card this year based on where storylines are headed.
Based on how things are set up right now. So we'll get right into this. Number 10.
10.
Seth Rollins versus Jason Jordan.
This one falls under the category of pretty obvious.
Yeah. It's also, I'm not going to say surprising, but given where Jason Jordan was a year ago, it's relatively surprising. Over the course of the last 12 months, of course, we had his big Kurt Angle is his dad thing happen with mixed success. But we kind of feel that Jason Jordan, you know, on the path they have him on now, is doing really good work.
Yeah.
He's this annoying guy.
So he seems fairly oblivious.
Yeah.
He's annoying.
It's actually it's pretty entertaining.
It's really entertaining.
He's doing
a great job with it.
He's doing a really good job with it. This seems obvious. They just dropped their tag titles to T-Bar, who we'll get to in a little bit. It seems obvious that Seth Rollins doesn't like him. Jason Jordan seems to not care.
Yeah.
But this is going to lead to Jason Jordan versus Seth Rollins at WrestleMania. It kind of feels like it's going there. We want to see it.
Yeah, it'll be a good match.
It'll be a great match.
Excellent
no,
in-ring competitors.
This will be a great match. Jason Jordan, say what you will about his character, whether you like him or like the work that he's doing. In-ring, he kills it every time out.
Yep.
He's really good in the ring.
There is one possible impediment to this match happening, and that I guess Jason Jordan's been dealing with a back injury,
ooh,
which is why he wasn't involved in the match at all at the Rumble.
That's interesting. Okay.
He can recuperate in time.
Did not know that.
Then, yes, this match definitely seems like they're laying the story down. Everything's in place for him to pull the trigger on it, assuming he's healthy.
Yeah, I really want
so
to.
So hopefully that's taken care of, and you can take a couple weeks off, get some rest, recuperate, probably more in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
A month off from in-ring action. Get some rest, recuperate, and put on a heck of a match against Seth Rollins at WrestleMania.
We did not see Seth last night, did we, on Raw? This is being recorded, so this is going up on Saturday. We're recording it on Tuesday.
Yeah. No, we did not.
Okay. Number nine.
Nine.
The Bar versus the Authors of Pain.
Of course.
Probably not going to happen.
No, but it would necessitate an Authors of Pain call up to Raw.
Right, correct.
I mean, as you said, we're shooting this on Tuesday. It's entirely possible they get called up to SmackDown tonight, and we're going to have to reshoot this segment.
No, we won't have to reshoot anything. This is what we want to have happen.
Oh, okay.
There are plenty of things on here that aren't going to happen that we want to have happen. We want Authors of Pain. Look, WrestleMania, granted it's not the one night of the year where brand versus brand go head-to-head or whatever they call Survivor Series, but even if Authors of Pain go to SmackDown, we're not going to see this. But still, I would love to see this. This is right now on Tuesday. This is what I want to see, Authors of Pain versus Theme.
Well, you take a look at the Raw Tag Team division. You have the Club in the Revival who seem to kind of be in something maybe, but neither of them have been booked dominant enough to step up and contend with T-Bar for the tag titles.
Correct.
So it seems like there's an opportunity for someone to fill that void, challenge T-Bar. Who better than a recently called up Authors of Pain tweener team?
Yeah.
They don't have to be full heel.
Yeah.
People enjoy watching them beat up people.
Yeah.
Destroy things. That's how Braun Strowman got himself so over. Have Authors of Pain do something similar. Show up on Raw. Destroy stuff. Challenge T-Bar. Get those tag titles of Mania.
Yeah. I would be kind of surprised if they showed up, if they got called up to SmackDown. And we both kind of felt, I mean, there's literally no, I'll put it this way. I have more faith that they're going to show up at the NXT tapings this week than they are on SmackDown this week.
Yeah.
Well,
there's people, it seems like, or teams for the Usos to have feuds with between now and Mania. You have still Gable and Benjamin, potentially. I don't know if we'll see why Gable and Benjamin would still be the title picture, but they're there and they've been established. The New Day are still there.
Yeah, that kind of makes the most sense for the Usos, although we have a really good pick here coming up in a bit for the Usos for WrestleMania, but it would not surprise me at all if, you know, the impetus is simply we called the Us truce, but let's show the people one more time what we can do on the biggest stage of them all. Mm-hmm. There's your story right there.
Yeah.
So I think that could really work. Authors of Pain, going back to them, I really want to see them on Raw. I really want to see them taking on T-Bar. We've seen T-Bar in multiple matches against Titus Worldwide, against obviously, you know, New Shield or whatever you want to call them. It's time for something fresh for them.
It seems like the better part of this year, it's been Seth and Dean or Seth and Jason Jordan against T-Bar.
Right.
There was a little bit where it was T-Bar against the Hardys.
Right. Yeah.
But it's been, for especially the second half of the year, it's been pretty much all Shield. T-Bar action. Time for something new.
Yep, absolutely. I agree. Number eight.
Eight.
Matt Hardy versus Bray Wyatt.
This is pretty much a certainty, I feel.
Chalk this one up to this is definitely going to happen.
Yeah. The story is already playing out. There's no injuries to potentially complicate this storyline yet, like there is with Seth Rollins and Jason Jordan. So this one seems like pretty much a certainty. I'm just hoping. Gosh, I'm hoping, especially with Jeremy Borash reportedly being hired by WWE, although we read on PW Insider that he's going to work with NXT.
Yeah.
Man, just have him do something with Matt Hardy. Let's get some Hardy compound videos between now and Mania to build up this match.
You know how you do this match. It's similar to, and I know this got a lot of flack, it's similar to House of Horrors, right? Where you do a mix of, you have the Hardy compound, you pre-film some stuff.
Final Deletion style.
Right, and it happens early in the card. And then you cut back to it during the course of the card for more stuff, and it eventually ends up in the arena. I think that's how you should probably do it.
Yeah.
Because it could be goofy as all get out.
Yeah.
You know? But the live crowd needs something. And I know they try to do it with House of Horrors. And, well, let me ask you something. What do you think the main problem people had with House of Horrors?
Taking stuff too seriously. And it was unintentionally funny as a result.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, probably. Probably.
Whereas I think if they let Matt Hardy kind of, for the most part, call the shots Mm-hmm. They do a pre-filmed match.
Yeah.
I think he'll embrace the ridiculousness of it.
Yeah.
And the last will be, for the most part, intentional.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, it'll play a lot better.
I think you're right. I think you're right. I would love to see it. They need to do, I don't know, the Woken deletion or something silly like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'd be great. Oh, man. Anyways, what's number seven? Number seven!
Seven.
Pete Dunne versus Neville.
Chalk this one up to not going to happen.
Yeah, it's not going
to
happen.
But we were, there's two things here. One, that United Kingdom championship has to be defended at Mania. It just needs to.
I mean, if it's going to be on anything, it's probably going to be on TakeOver.
It probably will be on TakeOver.
Should be a Mania.
Second,
they need to fix this Neville thing.
They do.
They really need to fix this Neville thing. Although I do find it funny that we expect Neville to be okay with going from a brand that actually has a TV show to being the owner of a title that has no platform whatsoever.
Has no home whatsoever.
Beyond a takeover here and then. I just want to see these two fight.
Exactly. Even if this match were to happen, I wouldn't expect Neville to win. Pete Dunne, as much as I love Neville, Pete Dunne is something special. Let's say mm-hmm. Neville's not. He is. Pete Dunne's really something special.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to have anybody carry that belt into other promotions,
yeah,
you kind of have to be Pete Dunne because Neville's under a full-time contract.
Well, okay, that's the thing for me is that if the UK title had a home, had a place, had a showcase, then I think it'd be I'd be fine with Neville taking it off of Pete Dunne because I think Neville is really special as well.
Yeah.
But, yeah, right now Pete Dunne works indie dates against other champions for other companies.
Yeah.
It's fascinating. It is a fascinating period right now that Pete Dunne can be the WWE champion, UK champion, and he can fight Will Ospreay, the new Japan junior heavyweight champion.
And then a couple weeks later, Austin Aries.
The Impact champion. And he's a champion like Defiant, a bunch of other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a fascinating, and he's a former Cruiserweight champion.
Yeah. Wait, no.
He never actually
got it. Never won.
He never got it. But he was, you know, fighting for it.
Yes.
So, I mean, I'd love to see this. I don't think it's going to happen, but I would love to see it.
Yeah, me too.
In any event, they need to get Neville figured out. They need to get that figured out. Get him back.
How great would it be to have Pete Dunne, the Bruiserweight, against me, Neville?
I know.
Oh.
That'd be great. Number six.
Six.
Charlotte versus Becky Lynch.
This is the match I'm hoping for Charlotte at Mania. Charlotte's great. Becky's great. I know they had a feud right after their call-up or shortly after their call-up, but they've really, especially Becky, people love her.
Oh, yeah, big time.
She's so charismatic.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you can have face Becky against face Charlotte. I think mm-hmm. it was about competition.
Mm-hmm.
Harken back to their matches that they had in NXT. Let them do what they could really do.
Yeah.
You know, we saw that one match with TakeOver Rival, mm-hmm. where it's the four horsemen.
Oh, man.
Fatal four-way match. They were doing stuff in that match.
That's the best Becky Lynch match I've ever seen in my life, and it's fantastic.
Yeah. Let them do that kind of stuff. Let them tell a great story. They're friends, but they can also be rivals. They've also kind of laid the groundwork a little bit for this last week on SmackDown when Charlotte was saying, you know, good luck to all the women in the Rumble. She seemed to kind of single out Becky mm-hmm. a little bit.
Yeah.
So hopefully they're laying the groundwork for this, assuming it's not going to be Charlotte and Ronda Rousey at Mania.
My favorite. So I really don't want them to go down the heel face route with this if they do it. The thing that I would look forward to most is how Becky and Charlotte would approach this on social media.
Yes.
Because, you know, they're inseparable, essentially, on, you know, their Instagram, on, you know, Twitter and all that kind of stuff. So it could be fun, similar to what we see right now in the Mixed Match Challenge. It could be fun to see how these two could, you know, build it and kind of have fun with it and make fun of it and all that kind of stuff.
Exactly.
So that could be a lot of fun. Number five.
Five.
The Usos versus Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens.
I'm assuming that Kevin Owens is going to be out of the WWE title picture pretty soon.
Yeah.
Once they get this whole situation with him not being the legal man of the Rumble and yet getting pinned.
I would think so as well.
And I don't anticipate them wanting to break up the team of Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn quite yet.
Right.
So what better storyline than for them as a team to go after the tag team championships?
Yeah, it makes sense for them to stick around as a tag team. And I would love to see, Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens, as we saw in the handicap match with AJ Styles just recently at the Rumble, two of the most, we've seen this throughout their careers, two of the most creative professional wrestlers on the planet. The Usos have proven to be that as well
yes.
in the tag team realm. So I would love to see it's, and it'd be something so fresh for the Usos. It'd be something so fresh for Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. I would love this.
If Kevin Owens wins, I believe he will be maybe a Grand Slam champ.
What's that?
Universal title.
Universal.
Intercontinental.
Okay.
Tag champ.
Mm-hmm.
And then U.S. champ, too. He'll win all four.
So the only thing he doesn't have is WWE champion.
Yeah, so you only need Universal or WWE, I think.
So is that what it is? Is it one of those?
It's one of the main event belts, the two mid-card belts.
Oh, it is two mid-card belts.
Yeah,
and a tag championship?
Yeah, all four. Yeah.
That's a Grand Slam?
Yeah.
Okay.
So if Kevin Owens wins a tag title, he will be a Grand Slam champion.
Well, there you go. Because, yeah, they kind of – this. Hopefully, you know, like I said, we're filming this on Tuesday. I'm not optimistic that they're going to – well, no, they're going really hard. They're going really hard on the Shinsuke thing.
Yeah.
So they have to drop that. They have to drop the Kevin Owens thing tonight.
It might continue to Fastlane, which is March.
Yeah, maybe. What is there a rumored main event for Fastlane?
It was the five-way
title.
It was AJ versus Nakamura, Owen, Zayn, Orton. Is that five?
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see if that still holds.
But why would Nakamura be in the match if he has a guaranteed title shot at Mania? He wouldn't, so I don't think that's going to necessarily be the match that actually happens.
Yeah. Oh, man. Anyways, number four.
For
Kurt Angle and Ronda Rousey versus Triple H and Stephanie McMahon. Now, we understand that they would probably prefer The Rock and Ronda Rousey because that was set up 2 years ago.
That's what Meltzer reported. I think Monday, the day after Rousey made her debut at the Rumble.
Was that 2 years ago?
31.
So coming up on 3 years ago? Holy crap.
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
But based on The Rock's busy schedule and problems he's had with insurance, dealing with shooting films and trying to wrestle at the same time, because he got hurt at WrestleMania 29, that might preclude him from this match. I read today on Tuesday something about, I think on Cage Side Seats, maybe I could be my source wrong, about Braun Strowman taking that spot.
Oh, wow.
But I feel like Kurt Angle and Triple H already have a storyline built in place for Survivor Series. Kurt Angle and Ronda Rousey are both former Olympians.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So there seems to, I don't know, storyline-wise, it seems to make a lot more sense to do Angle Rousey versus Triple H and stuff.
And, oh, so, yeah, next on this list, we'll talk about it when we get there.
Yeah.
No, I like your scenario. I like the parallels there. I like the, yeah, I think that'd be good. I think it'd be really good.
Well, let me make sure I get my source.
Right. To be honest, I would prefer Angle and Rousey versus Rock and Rousey. Although, watching Rock and Triple H go at it one more time would be a lot of fun as well.
Yeah, sorry. Cage Side Steve mentioned it, but PW Insider is speculating that it could be Strowman.
Speculating. Anyway, speaking of Braun Strowman, number three.
Three.
The Miz versus Braun Strowman. I'm sorry. This is where I want Braun Strowman. I would not want him in that tag match. I'd want him here simply because, number one, they're booking Miz a lot stronger now.
Yeah, and then Meltzer said that the reason for that was to set up this match.
And we've seen how much fun this is because we've seen Braun Strowman acting like an absolute monster terrorizing the Miz just a couple months ago. And my God, that was so much fun.
Yeah.
You have these two completely one, they could not be more diametrically opposed. I would love to see this. It would be
same,
so much fun.
Same here. And the story is all set up going back to TLC, where it was the Miz, Kane, Braun, Miz was involved in Kane putting Braun into the back of that garbage truck.
Garbage.
When Braun returned, he emerged from a pile of garbage out of the garbage truck. To run after who?
Terrorize
Miz and the Miz Mizrage.
Yeah.
It's all set up.
It's so much fun. I kind of feel at this point that the Braun Strowman versus other monsters thing is a bit played out. You know, it's sort of running on fumes right now, as we saw at the Rumble with Brock and Kane. So give him something a bit different. Give him more of a personality-based opponent, and that's the Miz. This could be a lot of fun, especially if they do some, like, maybe pre-film stuff.
Yeah.
We saw last year the Miz mocking John Cena. That went over really, really well.
Yeah, yeah.
It was really funny. And he could do something similar with Braun Strowman this year. I think it's different for Braun, and I think it'd be a lot of fun for Braun.
Yeah, same here. Who goes over? Has to be Braun.
Well, it has to be Braun, but Miz will look good.
Yeah.
Miz's performance will make people want the Miz to win.
And especially if he enlists Hollywood Kane in his efforts.
I do. That was a great. Yeah, that's a good idea that we had.
I think that's kind of a wild card is how Kane might be involved because he's at Raw last night.
Yeah.
Of course, Braun dumped a stage and an announce table on top of him. Went to the hospital and they said commentary did that Kane like essentially crawled out of the hospital.
Yeah.
and left.
He will emerge as Hollywood Kane.
Hollywood Kane.
We've seen it's kind of similar to corporate Kane, but a Hollywood version
yeah.
of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So he can get rid of the mask and, you know,
yeah.
the goofy Hollywood
Kane.
Stuff. Hollywood Kane.
Yeah.
Next, number two. Asuka versus Sasha Banks. Well, we saw this on Raw this week, and it was amazing.
Yeah,
so
was
why not do it again
phenomenal.
At Mania?
Now, Sasha can say, Asuka, I was this close to beating you several times. Sasha would have to. This, of course, would be for the Raw Women's title, and
mm-hmm.
Sasha would have to win an Elimination Chamber.
Yeah, totally.
And now that she's kind of brought back a bit of her boss character from NXT,
mm-hmm.
Maybe you know they're going to give her a bit of a push,
mm-hmm.
have her go over Elimination Chamber,
mm-hmm.
have her walk into Mania as Women's Champion,
yep.
have her and Asuka put on a phenomenal match.
Yep.
You know, we saw what they did on Raw, and imagine, given the platform of Mania, they could take things to the next level,
mm-hmm.
do something more but better.
More but better.
And I think it would be great. I hope it happens.
Yeah, me too. It'd be a lot of fun. I mean, yeah, all that you just said.
Yeah.
And Asuka goes over and gets the Raw Women's title.
Yeah.
That happens.
Yeah, that's, regardless of who her opponent is, I feel like that's going to happen.
Yeah, me too. Number one!
One.
Finn Balor versus John Cena.
See, here's the thing.
Another match we just saw on Raw.
Here's the thing, though. All this Finn losing or getting eliminated by John Cena has to be going somewhere.
Right?
It needs to be going somewhere. Because if it's not, then it doesn't make any sense. Cena's reaction to his win on Raw was apologetic.
Yeah.
He's almost apologizing to the crowd for beating the fan favorite because, as he said it, I just want to go to WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, though. John Cena would go to WrestleMania regardless.
Yeah, he would go regardless.
I think he means main event WrestleMania.
Yeah.
That's what he's trying to say.
Yeah.
Anyways, he's not winning Elimination Chamber. Everybody
yeah.
knows this.
Yeah.
It's predestined. Roman Reigns goes over.
Yeah, we didn't even put Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar here because that's happening.
That's going to happen. So, yeah. like, we didn't put AJ versus Shinsuke on here because
that
is happening.
That is happening.
That has been confirmed
as
happening. But this has to be part of a story. Tweener Finn costs Cena the Elimination Chamber match, helps him get, or leads to his elimination. He says, John, you denied me my dream of main eventing WrestleMania. I'm going to deny you your dream.
Here's the thing. This is what you do. It's not even necessary. Yeah. It's not even tweener Finn. It's heel Finn.
But people
love
so
him.
Cool.
He's
people
so cool. Just like Prince Devitt, right?
Yeah. yeah.
And so Cena comes out, starts cutting a promo, boring promo, whatever, and the club and Finn attack him and, like, hold him down and, like, you know, holding his head like this, like they used to back in the day.
Yeah, yeah.
And Finn says, you know, he's doing this stuff, and he's talking in Prince Devitt voice, and he's like, John fucking Cena. You can bleep that part. No, I'm doing this episode. John fucking Cena. Get the fuck out of here. He's like, I challenge you to WrestleMania
yeah.
because it'll be real.
The people real match.
Exactly.
The real main event.
And then he comes out, his jacket has R and R on it because he's now the real rock and
yeah,
roller.
Finn Balor.
Finn Balor.
Exactly. He has to be the real rock and roller, Finn Balor.
He's the real rock and Balor.
There you go.
Oh, man, we're such nerds. Anyway,
no,
I'd love to see this because, look, here's the thing. The rumor was we're going to have Cena Taker at Mania. I don't want that. I don't want it.
Yeah, I don't really want it either.
I don't want it.
Well, then we're going to get a Cena-Samoa Joe feud kind of in the interim, too,
yeah.
around Elimination Chamber.
Yeah.
Joe, unfortunately, got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
So this opens the door to do something really cool,
real.
Assuming The Undertaker is not going to... Yeah, real.
Yeah.
Assuming The Undertaker is, in fact, retired, which we hope he is.
I hope that's real.
Cena, Balor, make it happen. It would be great. Finn has to go over, beat Cena on a huge stage. I don't think Cena's lost at Mania since he lost to The Rock.
Oh, wow.
I remember who he wrestled at WrestleMania 32, but I was going through my mind last night. When's the last time he lost at Mania? And that's the last one I can remember.
Yeah.
So that'd be 28.
Was it Ryback when he fought at 32?
I don't think it was Ryback.
32 was a really bad WrestleMania.
Oh, it was not good. It was. Oh, he just came out to help The Rock into the Wyatt family.
Oh, that's right. Was he like injured or something?
Okay. Yeah, something like that.
All right. So, anyways, yeah. Here's my thing about John Cena. Right now, John Cena, there's a very, very good role for John Cena, and it's kind of gatekeeper. We saw him go. He put Shinsuke over on SmackDown. We saw him.
Well, last year he put AJ over at SummerSlam.
He put Reigns over recently.
Yeah, at No Mercy.
And the biggest one is what you're saying is AJ.
At SummerSlam 2016, yeah.
And then at the Rumble they had last year, they had a fantastic match. Everybody said it was a match of the year contender. And I want to see that John Cena come out against Finn Balor, not John Cena trying to carry a sack of potatoes Undertaker to his last match. That does not interest me at all. And there's no winner there anyways.
No.
Yeah, it's all bad. So, yeah, Balor versus Cena. Balor goes over, and it's real.
And then they can establish Balor and Balor Club as the dominant heel faction.
Yeah.
Because Roman Reigns is going to need opponents later in the year.
Mm-hmm.
Have them engage in like a four-month feud, trade the belt a couple times,
yeah.
Do wonders for everybody.
And then on top of that, here's what I really want them to do. You really want Balor Club to be real? Then you do what they did in New Japan, and you bring in some more people.
Yeah.
Add them to Balor Club.
Yeah.
You bring in, you turn like, I don't know, Nia Jax or something, Balor Club.
That'd be good.
You bring in...
Why not Sasha?
Why? Oh, yeah, Sasha Banks, Balor Club, real.
Yeah.
Demon Boss, exactly.
Yeah.
Good point.
Yeah.
You sign over Fale.
Tama Tonga.
Chase Owens. They want nothing to do with those idiots, the rest of the idiots in Bullet Club anyways, because they're just doing their own thing.
That's true.
Why aren't they ever on Being the Elite?
That's a good point.
They're just stealing all the Bullet Club thunder. So bring those guys in to be all Balor Club.
Real.
Exactly. Anyways.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it. That's
all right, that's it.
Let us know what you guys think in the comments. Thanks for watching. Until next time.
Thanks for joining us.
Talk to you guys later.
Bye.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.